This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Rob Bradford is filling in, and joining us now is Tom E. Kern, part of our Tom E. Tuesday, of course, from NBC Sports Boston. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm on top of the world. How are you, boy?
Oh,
doing great.
I know you are. I'm doing so well. We've made it through the preseason. We are sneaking up on week one of the regular season. Of course, cut down day is today, 4 o'clock. Pats and everybody else will be down to 53 players. You were on early with the Kyle Duggar situation. That seems like it's coming to a head here today. What do you think is going to happen with Duggar?
It's interesting. I heard Andrew Callahan talking about this, and he raises a good point, our buddy from the Herald. The fact that, you know, is Duggar not one of the best 53 football players on the Patriots? That's hard to imagine. I mean, he, a couple of years ago, was a borderline Pro Bowl player, and now certainly he's not playing like the guy he was, and whether or not he ever returns to that is uncertain, but he's not an outright and utter disaster, nor is he a nuisance. He's a pretty good soldier in there. So can he lend you stability if you turn him into a hybrid linebacker? Can he lend you stability as a safety? Do you hold on to him? It's the $9 million contract and the $15 million cap hit, but it's still going to be a fat cap hit. So it is an interesting dilemma the Patriots have. I'm sure they would love someone to take him in a trade, but everyone's going to look at the $9 million salary and go, he can't make the 32nd best team in the league, or 29th or 28th, whatever they were last year. But we're going to give up a player or a pick for that guy when he's just about to be released. So it's a tough spot for them, but I think it's a good point by Andrew. He's a good player. I mean, he's not a good player. The Patriots aren't in a position to be turning their nose up to players who can give them something. But one thing I will add, Rob, before I go to you, I'm babbling here, is that it would follow the trend of moving on by hook or by crook from virtually everybody who was a holdover.
Yeah. How dare you delay me asking which is better, catching a touchdown or hitting a home run?
Tom, I would imagine a home run.
Well, we were.
He asked Hunter Henry that yesterday, and Henry, not a baseball fan, even he was like, "Yeah, home run."
Yeah, well, which makes you feel better though.
I would imagine the
home run.
The touchdown.
So there you go. See, what a good question.
Embrace the base.
All right,
the communal sense. The home run's great. The home run's great though, because when you hit it, you think for that split second until you look up and then you see, and there's confirmation. There's a gift there. Like when you catch a touchdown or you're breaking free, there's not a lot of debate. You know you're going to score.
See, that's why you're the best. That's the best answer we've gotten to this question. But Tom, always a pleasure talking with you. And I
talk to you next week.
See you later. I do. That's all I needed. So I do want to ask you, from the beginning of camp till now, you know, other than Duggar, who is a player or players where we're sitting here now that you said that either in the conversation of actually no doubt about it making the team or on the verge of potentially getting cut that maybe has changed your opinion of them again going back to the beginning of camp?
Keon White would fit. Now, Vrabel did acknowledge yesterday, look, we need all the pass rushers. It doesn't sound like Keon White's going to be moved on from. But the way he spoke about, hey, they're really going to unlock me. The last coaching staff didn't know its ass from its elbow, in essence, is what he was saying. Yeah. But finally, I'm going to have somebody who comes in here and teaches me. And now he's running behind Kalavon Chaisson, who was signed as a free agent on a one-year deal. And he's a second-string guy. And I thought that unlocking Keon White next to Harold Landry, adding Milton Williams and Christian Barmore was going to be, holy crap, now Keon White's going to be unlocked. He hasn't been. And I would say the other way, Kayshawn Booty just keeps getting better. And there's stuff that I'll spout a lot of stuff, Rob, over the course of the season. I thought Kayshawn Booty was really good from the friggin' time he got here. I've rarely seen the kind of body control and hands that he has. And I knew he was good as a rookie, and he stepped out of bounds and Bill didn't play him. And I knew he was good last year, and he eventually came around, even though he can be a little bit of a knucklehead with some of his statements. And he's going to be really good this year. He could be a two for a good team.
Wow. Well, along those lines, Tom, let me ask you this. So the perception of the receiver room, you go into the season now, because maybe it's because of Booty, maybe it's because of Diggs, one way or the other. Is the receiver room landing where you thought it would land when the camp started?
Great question.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I figured Diggs would be a feature guy. You know, I figured that Douglas would be definitely somebody who's going to see the ball about 120 times in terms of targets, and I don't think that's going to be any different. We'll see if Diggs is a guy who still gets 10 targets. Phil was looking at this yesterday, Perry. He's like, Diggs was getting 160 targets a year at Buffalo. I can't imagine that's going to happen here, but those three guys, Booty, Diggs, and Douglas, are going to be the main three out there. Kyle Williams should improve, but I would not put too much money on him being a drastic impact guy at the beginning of the year. And I think Hollins is going to be better. When you think about last year, Rob, though, they had K.J. Osborne, Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Polk. Those are like the starting receivers. It was a disgrace.
Yeah, Jalen Rager early on. Yeah, Jalen Rager too.
Jalen Rager.
Yeah. Is a disaster.
With a straight face. And we're out there going after they beat Cincinnati. No, maybe this tank again the playoffs.
Efton Chisholm, you know, we've talked a lot about him throughout training camp. Javon Baker is sort of, looks like he at least embraced being a part of special teams as well. We know Polk wasn't going to make the team anyway, in my opinion. And then Kendrick Bourne, who was kind of on the fence, also banged up. So who do you think ends up making those last wide receiver spots and who ends up getting released?
Really hard to gauge. Does someone want to claim Javon Baker someplace else and say, it's a fourth-round pick to your owner? They just left a fourth-round pick at the end of the road. It's easier to claim that guy and put him on your regular roster than it would be, say, Efton Chisholm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you would run less risk of Chisholm being claimed elsewhere, but Chisholm's a better receiver than Javon Baker. And I'm sure if Javon Baker was sitting here, he'd slap me in the side of the face, but he is, he's got better footwork. He's more consistent. He gets open and he catches the ball, and Baker's got probably way more speed and athletic ability in terms of jumping, but he's just not consistent enough. So I wonder if the Patriots will make the decision in that vein.
What about Jakobi Meyers? Reportedly asked for a trade out of Vegas. Any possibility that they're able to bring him back?
I was pounding the drum for that before they moved on and got Diggs. I thought it was a perfect move for them because he was making $10 million this year, still making $10 million, and he wants a raise. Now, I can't imagine that he's looking at himself and saying, I should be getting $30 million like Terry McLaurin. But what if the Patriots were to trade for him and give him probably the contract they should have friggin' given him a few years ago with something resembling it? Then, yeah, I would say to go ahead and do it because he's 29. Or I would kick the tires, not go ahead and do it at any cost.
Mm-hmm.
Send him a fourth. Think about a third. but you have to send him a fourth and pay him $20 million at least. Because if he was a $10 million receiver 3 years ago, the way with the cost of inflation.
Yeah, sure.
It's up there now.
It's a theme, but I feel like it's a good time to look back 5 weeks ago. And in that vein, Mike Vrabel. You knew, obviously, knew Mike Vrabel, very familiar with Mike Vrabel, both as a player, as a coach. But now we're 5 weeks into this sort of thing in terms of training camp. Has anything surprised you about how he's approached things or just the way he's been the head coach for the New England Patriots?
No, nothing at all. I think he's very comfortable in his own skin. I think he's very comfortable with this area, the expectations. I think he's very comfortable with the message that he is trying to impart to what he wants his team to do. I think he did a really good job. And I think a lot of guys, Rob, you've seen it in baseball a million times. You've seen it in football. You watch every sport. So second time around coaches often, especially when they're of a, you know, still a young guy, which he is just having turned 50, you know, they're like, you know what? When I go in, it's going to be this way. And he was very clear about it. So Mayo last year gets his first job and as a first time coach elevating in as difficult a situation as you could, he had bitching from Matthew Judon. He had bitching from Devon Godshaw. He had no success in free agency because players are like, I'm not going there. So they had to re-sign all of their players who were middling to begin with coming off a 4-win season. So he dealt with entitlement by guys who got paid before they deserved it, who probably perceived, well, they need me now, and kind of acted that way. And they also had pains in the ass from guys like, you know, Judon, not that he didn't deserve it, but he was kind of a dink during training camp, and Godshaw complaining about Barmore getting paid. So none of that is going on right now for Vrabel, I think, because he was very clear about what he expected, and he didn't want to hear any BS entitlement. What about mine? Where's mine stuff?
What was your take on the rat thing? Because, you know, I know that you went on Greg Hill's show, and I liked his response. Said, listen, I was just frustrated. I was fired up. And yeah, it was probably top of mind for him, but usually you don't hear a coach say the word rat. What was your take on that?
At the very end of that comment, to Greg and everyone, he did add on that we want to be judicious, kind of, I'm paraphrasing, we want to be judicious with the way we share our information. And I thought that was the upshot of it. He was perhaps, I think he drives home his point in jest repeatedly, and he's not trying to be as caustic as he sounds, and he frequently circles up with people after castigating and saying, hey, how you doing? You doing all right? Yeah. But I think he means what he says at the microphone and the point he's trying to make. The point he's trying to make is whoever's talking about Jalen Polk, whether it be within this organization or outside of it, it's not what we're looking for. And we could look to prime suspects. Who would know? And who would tell Fox's Jordan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Generally, in my experience, the people who talk to national media members are either agents or front office people. It's not other players because they don't have that access. And why would it be, why would it behoove that person to let the national media know that, hey, this guy's not going to get cut. He's going to end up on IR. So he wasn't able to do anything this offseason, really, because, you know, he was hurt before and now he's really hurt. So you can draw your own conclusions. So I wonder if that was a direct or indirect caution to anybody within the building who might have thought it was a good idea to play CYA with any of the guys that they drafted.
Yeah, to me, it feels like the guy who drafted him from last year. I mean, maybe it's the agent, but I don't know if Vrabel says that, if it's the agent, because I don't know. It's kind of out of your control a little bit. But I also feel like there's obviously a layer of sarcasm with Vrabel, but there's also always a lot of truth to the sarcasm,
yeah.
Right? So, like, when he, like, downplayed it the next day, everyone's like, oh, see, he made it a no big deal. I'm like, I don't know. I think he's kind of confirmed it. Like, he definitely wants everybody to shut their mouth in there.
Yeah, I remember Teddy Bruschi wrote the book after he had a stroke and his comeback, and he was playing golf with Vrabel after the stroke, and Vrabel kept joking about, I don't want you to drop dead out here. And Teddy's like, you know what? Stop saying that.
Yeah, right.
It's not funny.
I don't like that.
And so that's how Vrabel masked, probably in that instance, to put him on the couch for a second, masked his concern for Teddy.
Definitely.
By joking about it, or masked his, you know, his own anxiety about, holy crap, could that be me?
Yeah.
And so it's really, he will do that. So it's fun.
How different do you think the roster will look between today at 4 o'clock versus week one? Like, how many moves, even if it's sort of bottom of the roster type guys, do you think we could change over the next week and a half?
I would say probably 5 or 6. It's probably mostly going to be either people the Patriots are very familiar with because the coaching staff had them someplace else, or just kind of churn at the bottom at number 51, 52, 53. Because in signing somebody, bringing somebody in, you're saying, okay, this guy we just spent months with and decided to keep on the team is not as good as this guy we haven't ever had on our team. You're not going to see, I mean, there's going to be talented players let go and put out there. And waiver claims matter in terms of the order. If you're not a vested veteran, you'll hit the waiver wire and teams will have the opportunity to in order select you, and the Patriots are way up that pecking order. But it's funny, when you asked that, I anticipated you would ask that, and I was thinking to myself, well, do I say they stink and have no depth, so everybody's going to look good to them?
Yeah, right,
or do I
right.
mention that
right.
you just spent all this time with these guys trying to implement a new system? Do we stick with them?
Right.
So I think it's a weird, it's an interesting spot.
Before we let you out of here, Tom, how interested are you in Bill Belichick at North Carolina? Like, I know you're covering the Patriots, you're going to be focused on the Pats, but, like, this Monday night, only game in town is going to be North Carolina, TCU. Are you going to be paying attention to them regularly, or is it more like, oh, I'll check in?
Oh, no, definitely regularly. I mean, literally 25 years I spent covering the guy. You know, I thousands and thousands of okay, relax with the thousands and thousands. Hundreds of press conferences
I've had
in, probably thousands of questions.
Yeah.
Had a good relationship, a great relationship, and then at the end, no relationship. But, you know, North Carolina put out a video of him, just the sound on a tweet of him coaching. And it's still fascinating when he's coaching. It's everything else that comes with it that has led him to be at North Carolina that's tough to take. But he's still a fascinating and tremendously, I mean, he's the gold standard of on-field football coaches.
Yeah, no, I'm interested too. I'll be locked in on Monday night, and as many games are on TV as I possibly can. He's Tom E. Kern, NBC Sports Boston. He joins us every Tuesday, and thanks for the time, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Great description of
Good
hitting
deal.
A home run.
Nice to hear
great,
you, Robert.
Oh, yeah. Great description of hitting a home run, Tom. The best I've heard in a long time. Excellent job.
Well, I feel the same way when I hit a drive.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. That's true.
When you hit a drive, you're like, "Oh, I croaked out." Holy crap! Why is it going that way?
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks.
See you guys. See you.
All right, very good. You've known Tom a long time, I would say.
Yeah. We're the same generation.
That's right. Yes. The greatest generation.
The things that we had to do. No tape recorders.
There you go. Add that to the conversation. Patriots cut down day by 4 o'clock. The only real thing of note I've seen is DeMontre Jacobs was cut. Offensive lineman that we saw, unfortunately, too much last year. No offense to him, but he just wasn't really up to snuff.
No offense to him.
It wasn't ideal.
I like you personally.
No, that was more of a roster construction issue, not even to him, right? It's like those years where the Red Sox have a bad bullpen, like you stop screaming at the player and you're more mad at the front office for putting them.
You blame the hitting coach or the pitching coach.
Yeah. So like Elliott Wolf last year, I blame more than a lot of the players that were out there. But either way, and then also it looks like
I didn't know what Elliott was thinking.
Yeah, thank you. The kicker battle looks like has been awarded to Borregales, the sixth round pick from this year's draft. Parker Romo has reportedly been released, but we'll keep an eye on all that stuff as more, I'm sure, cuts will come out between now and 4 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.